good evening, and welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now coming into the studio are the two engineers of this leather kink madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
Well, we are back. Ooh. Boy Shannon, close your legs, please. And boy Alex.
Yes. Hello.
And boy Neil. All boys, close your legs. It's been a busy holiday season, I know, you can tell, by the echo.
Echo?
Echo.
Oh, I get it, sir.
Well, hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good.
You can answer now.
Good.
All right.
Tired.
Who we got? We'll go around the table.
We have Sir Mark.
Hi, Sir Mark.
Boy Neil.
Boy Alex.
Boy Shannon.
Yes, that's how we're going to start the show off, I think, eh, Mark?
Yes. Boy Shannon, well, don't we have gossip?
We have gossip?
We have gossip. And we have pictures to prove it. So I guess it's not gossip.
I'm so concerned. What is it we're gossiping about?
She goes, what have I done this time?
I'm concerned.
What is it we're gossiping about?
There's always pictures. Well, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, yeah.
And we are back. This is our first show in 2 months.
And first show of 2015.
2015, yeah. Our first show.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so first we would like to start with welcoming to our family, our newest member, Boy Shannon, is now one of our family members.
Yay!
I feel like I should wave like a queen.
There's only one queen in this family.
So all those,
it's me.
Yeah, really.
So all those non-discriminatory, equal opportunity people. Okay, there's a chick here. Fuck off. No, just kidding. Just joking.
I don't think you're kidding at all.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, we are kidding. Rats and all.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't bring the rats up. So, yeah, so we're trying something out a little bit different with the studio. The page is, you know, updated a little bit. We put some fun pictures on. We still need some Mark's pictures. We also are trying to do the show where it's more more of a natural kind of a thing wherein we're just doing just a basic single monitor, and we're not using headphones, so it's more of like we would be just kind of sitting around and talking. A little bit weird for me. Really weird, but...
Well, you can put your headphones on if you'd like, sir.
Well, no, because then we'd all be delayed.
Well, no, you wouldn't, you know.
No, it's just... Yeah, it's not going to work.
We're not going to plug them in, but you can wear them, sir.
See, okay, no. And I got to figure out whose microphone is what now, because everyone's different. All right, so quit playing your game, boy. Put your phone up. I don't want you to see on it again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Wow, you're going to lose that phone. So let's talk about, let's talk about our holiday week, shall we?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
So who wants to start? Okay, I will. So what was it? 2 days ago, Saturday, we had to go to like Etobicoke and we got stuff.
What did you get?
Well,
and gas, what was it for?
Because we ate at Harvey's.
Oh.
So I got gas. That Harvey's food, man, I am telling you. And we also got a new toy. So if you're looking at the camera,
I should be
able to show it to you, actually.
Oh, you can move the camera.
Yeah, I can move the camera now. Well, I could before, but there you go. We've got Brian
so
strapped
why did you make us move it before, man?
Because you're boys.
I remember you
it was just more fun that way.
It's just so much more fun. So as you can see, if you're looking on the camera, it is a table, a surgical table. It weighs about 1,000 pounds, we found out, from St. Mike's Hospital.
Yes.
Is that correct? In Toronto? I got it right this time? Yeah. Very cool. Very metal. Very cool. Very.
Just very.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. So we were barely had it in the door and the garage door down before I had people's balls tied to it. They didn't even, y'all even had your clothes on and everything. Normally I strip you down. It's just like, no, just give me it. Put your fly down.
I do so get good gifts.
That was kind of cool.
I do like give that. Good gift. Yeah, I did get a good gift, too.
You give stuff. Yeah, that's true. so that was pretty cool. You boys got something, too. What'd you boys get?
other. The list is so long.
Really, eh?
What did you get for anniversary? Because we do not celebrate Wolfmas in this house.
Oh, these.
Yes, you're all matching now. You're all chainmailed.
So the boys got, yeah, if you can see, they got chainmail.
I don't know if we can
wristbands.
It's a little difficult to see it.
And they were made by Pupsqueak.
Yes, thank you, Pupsqueak.
That's so awesome. If you are looking for great chainmail, anything from necklaces, collars, bracelets, and so forth, she does amazing, amazing work.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, and I got this cool microphone from the boys and these neato stands. So we're going to have to get the rest of the stands. So that way when we do this, you don't hear it out there in like land. Because it's not mine that's doing it, it's yours doing it. See? Yeah, so that's it. We had a pretty laid-back Wolfmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really, really nice New Year's. Had a bunch of people over. And
lots of people over.
Lots of people. And even Wolfmas was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good... Well, no, actually, let's go back to the housewarming, really.
Well, yeah, we started
we party big time this month, fuck.
December the 6th.
December the 6th was a housewarming party, which was great. We had 46 friends came down.
Seemed like more. It was full.
It was full.
It was a lot of people,
and
yeah.
We have a big house, and it is really crazy. I don't know what it is about house parties, but everybody just hangs around the kitchen.
That's where the food is, sir.
Well, yeah.
No, the food wasn't, though. It was in the dining area this time.
And at one point, we had people coming in from the front door to the back door. As we were doing tours to the playroom, the dungeon area, back into the house.
Yeah, that was pretty cool because we did have... Why does it still want me to use Java? Like, hello?
Jetta? You mean Java?
Java. The Jetta the Hut.
Java the Hut.
Okay.
Java and you download today.
Anyways, yeah, so it was kind of cool. Vanillas and non-vanillas, and we had them going in and out of the... In and out of the dungeon.
Praying at Leather Jesus.
Yeah. Leather. I need a good picture of Leather Jesus for the website.
Yes, we need to put that on the website.
Right now? I'm going.
Yeah.
All right, you go.
So we might as well describe, when we purchased our new home, what was left in the master bedroom was this crucifix.
Crucifix.
Ceramic crucifix, which is... 2 feet by about a foot wide.
This was an old Italian family.
It was an old Italian family. Yes, who owned a home. So, boy Shannon took it upon herself to...
Well, actually, no, I kind of told her she had to.
Yeah. She took the item home, and about a month later, we received it back, and it's been now leatherized. And it has a special place in our dungeon with all the praying pew and lit candles and so forth. I think we will have to elaborate that because I'm sorry, but I think that fence needs to be spray painted black. The Jesus needs to be at the top. We need a kneeling bench with all the actual candles. And
okay, no. The only kneeling that's going to be done in this place is going to be on my cock, okay? No kneeling and no leather.
But that's just a regular day.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to be kneeling on your
call?
No, kneeling to get to it.
You said it on.
No, I did not.
But apparently it was a very religious, supernatural
family. Don't
mark
that for later listening.
Not only were there crosses everywhere, they even left some behind. And Master didn't, or Sir Mark,
yeah,
one of them didn't
go.
Know what they were about, but they had wind chimes in all the corners of the bedrooms. And the superstition was, and a lot of people don't know that, is that if there was a ghost or a spirit in the room, they always like corners. So if the wind chime went off, it meant you had a ghost in the house because it went to the corner of the room and made the wind chime move, and that's why they would do that.
Well, I know there was a movement in the bathroom, but it's more like a bowel movement. Yeah.
But we do hear that banging and knocking once in a while.
You know what that is.
Something's moving around.
Okay, I finally got the chat room up. I want to say hello to everyone. We've got... Boy, Neil, and... Are you guys, like, all one?
I don't have my computer.
Okay, so Boy, Neil, and Boy, Alex, they are together on their hair thing. And we have Officer Mark Slave Wayne and Thug Daddy. I'm not sure who Thug Daddy is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He seems to know me, so...
Well, welcome.
Welcome, for sure.
Everyone seems to know you, Sir Mark. You're just popular.
Yeah. Are we really going... All right. Are we really going to open that kind of page at this table?
I'm so just not even going to go there. Is our webcam still up, or did I kill it? No, the webcam's still up, so... You want to see the webcam? That's what it's going to look like. You can get it off the page. I'm going to keep the chat room up here. I don't know if you can see it on camera or not, but I will try to. Okay. Anyways, it's almost time for a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about fisting. We have to start the new year off with fisting. We also have to talk about shoving rats in places.
And vaginas.
No, we don't have to talk about that at all.
Yeah, shoving rats into vaginas. That's another new interesting thing.
I think we've talked that to death.
But not on air. And what else do we want to talk about?
I was turning that off, sir.
Yes,
no, I was
I'm
really
sure.
trying to turn it off.
Oh, my.
Well, it is time for a commercial break. We'll be back.
I'm not quite ready for it. Oh. But try it again.
Oh, well, yeah. Where's the music? We gotta wait for the music.
We gotta wait for the music. Wow, we haven't done a show in 5 weeks, and look at us go.
There's no music.
Yeah, there's no music. So we still talk. It's radio, remember?
You just keep talking until the music comes on.
I'm talking.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, that's it.
There's the music.
And that means
it's commercial time. We'll be right back.